Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
There we go, Bub. It's another beautiful morning here in sunny South Florida, man, and we just broke into December, man. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just working away out in that facility, man, getting stuff done and cranking away, dude.
How's your week been, man?
Long week so far, man. Just been a lot of work going on here around the facility, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, man. Just killing stuff, man.
Man, there sure is, man. It's been a crazy week, man. We've got some big stuff we're going to talk about today, man. We're joined by some really, really, really nice, interesting guests, man. We're going to be talking a lot about that today, Bub. We're going to jump right into this thing. This episode is brought to you by ladies and gentlemen around the world, and thank you for making Doing It Bubba Style the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We appreciate all your love, support, and ratings. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you check out all of our online apparel and 19,000 parts and accessories online now, right, Bub? We're almost finishing up, right?
Yeah, man, on our website directly at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Nitto tires, American Racing, Borla exhaust, Steeda Autosports. I mean, all of it, Bub. It's all out there, isn't it?
Yep.
It's crazy, right? Amazing, isn't it, man? It's just, you know, nuts how much is going on. But Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is Miss Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose down in Abacoa. The amazing Robin and Layla are doing it big time. Men's night's coming up the 14th of December, Bub, from 6 to 9 p.m. There will be appetizers there. There'll be a free drink there for the guys. This is where guys can go over and get their girls, gifts and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff going on. I don't know what happened in the title to our show, man. I had a really good one up there.
Yeah, well, there seems to be a lot of technical difficulties. We're going to have to start addressing these things, man. It's frustrating when you're the number one rated show and things aren't going
well. I'll tell you what. I mean, I had all the Street Outlaws listed on here and everything.
Yeah, what happened?
We got thanks for joining Mevo.
Thanks for
how about that's killer.
That? Go in and trade.
I can't while we're live.
Oh, really? Well, we'll change it up, man. Don't worry about it, man. It's not worth getting upset about.
No, it was a killer title, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Took me 20 minutes to come up with it.
You do a good job with everything you do. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Ladies and gentlemen, 561-660-6695. The moose is loose down in Abacoa. Robin and Layla. Oh, my God, Bub. Your beautiful wife, Layla Von Athey, the former supermodel, did a photo shoot yesterday. Holy Christ. Have you seen any of the pictures from that?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Uh-oh. I only got to see one.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them.
She still didn't lose her game, did she?
Nah, dude.
Huh?
I kind of flatlined on a couple of them.
Did you really?
I sent one to Marky Mark just because I know that shuts him up.
Yeah?
It's like, stop.
Really? Oh, hey, let me see that picture.
This is a picture of me and you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, show a picture of Miss Outlaw.
All right, hold on.
Oh, hold on.
I'm not allowed to, though.
No, you can.
No, I'm telling you.
You definitely can.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Show it to the world. They haven't seen her since the last magazine.
She's going to get mad because they're not edited.
That's okay. They get mad at us anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still got it, doesn't she, man?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane, man.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Hold, please.
What's over there? So make sure you reach out to the girls today, Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. And we've got a big announcement about where the small tire Street Outlaws from 405 are going to be here on the 14th. Let me see.
Yeah, bring this in.
Holy Christ, dude.
Nice.
Huh?
Trouble.
Very nice.
What just happened over here?
Trouble.
Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, look at that.
I don't know if anybody can see it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Man, your girl looks good, dude.
Tell me about it, dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
What happened over there?
I don't know, man.
How do you deal with that?
I don't.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, you can see them there. Monkey in Paradise, Bub. We haven't talked to those guys in a long, long time. Guess there's kind of a reason why for that, huh?
No, man. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't either, man.
Tony Everybody's Ramsey, busy right now.
Yeah, I guess they must be, man. How about that Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, a Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. Let's see, this weekend, Bub, tomorrow, Sunday, 8 to noon. We won't be there. We have a prior engagement, but there and check it out. And Palm Beach International Raceway, Bub. Palm Beach International Raceway is racing done Bubba style.
That's right.
Bub, a lot of things have been going on this week. We've had an extremely incredible experience. Yourself, our guest in studio right here, and I have been grinding it out around the clock, putting together, how do I say it, Bub? I don't want to give all the details out. If people need information, they can call our media relations gal.
Well, I had a that's what I'm saying. I had this title I had was so great, dude, it would have made everybody almost chomping at the bit.
Why don't you go ahead and do a physical lead-in?
I have no idea what the title was. It took me that long, dude. I forgot. Like, I put so much time, thought, creativity into it. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, we got people
something around. Along the lines of, let me think about it here for a second. Something along the lines of, let me see here. Small tire cars. Let me see here. Something about Bub and Tom featuring small tire car legends from Discovery's Street Outlaws. What happened to them? Where are they now? And what is in the works? Something along those lines, but it
that's
was really good.
That's very, oh, Layla Von Athey. Well, Layla Von Athey is great. The gorgeous supermodel who was doing.
In trouble now.
Yep, exactly. James is with us right here. He's right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to James. Good morning to Wayne, who's going to be the driver of the gold car, and Gunga Dean out there in Fairfax, Virginia. Bub, we haven't seen Gunga in a long time.
No, it's been a while since we've seen him.
Gunga, how you doing out there, man? I know you're freezing your behind off out there, man.
No chance he's driving his Mustang right now.
No, there's not, man. There absolutely isn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a big chance coming to you. You know, 2018 was promised. 2017, we promised you a banner year. We fulfilled those commitments to you and more. 2018, we've taken around the top already, Bub. We knew we were doing five cars for SEMA, which was going to put you back up against the wall. We knew we were going to get back into the entertainment realm of things from a network perspective through Chet Burks, our former producer, and Chris De La Garza.
Yeah.
Who's now running Aaron Kaufman's show over there. He's the executive producer at Pilgrim TV now, and I'm very proud of Chris for that, man.
Yeah, man, just a lot of crazy things going on, and, you know, just everybody's pushing that bar to a new level, man, and it's great just, you know, being able to be connected with these guys and just see everybody's successes along the way.
So we have Chris in studio with us, and Chris reached out to us. Chris is a very good friend of the former small tire racers from Street Outlaws, and we know that—
You're talking about James?
I'm sorry, James.
I'm thinking Chris over here. What?
Yeah, I don't know. A million things going through my head today. So James reached out to us. And who's been, you know, kind of affiliated, you know, watching us and everything for the last couple of years. And he came to us with a situation where the small tire cars were kind of phased out from Discovery's hit TV show, Street Outlaws.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you think we could try to do something to bring that back to light? Not to compete with the big tire cars, but to bring the grassroots racing back to the 405 crew and around the world, because it's a very budgetable racing form for the street and strip.
Yeah, man. It's well, you know, it's just to even start on that, dude, it's that's two totally different classes, man. When you're talking cars that are true street cars versus, you know, car, I mean, and I'm talking cars that have, you know, strong horsepower ratings, but they're not cars that are full on drag cars. They're not pro stock cars. They're not, you know, NHRA cars. These are cars that are built in guys' garages that have, you know, plenty of money put into them, but they're from the guys at the end of the day that are enthusiasts. They're guys that want to go out and they say they build a 70 Chevelle and they put a full, you know, those cars are full frame chassis anyways, but they go through and they do just all bolt-ons in terms of track suspension systems to control arms. I mean, those cars are factory four links, so done right, you know, you can make those cars plant really strong. That's what it's about, man, is, you know, building cars that are street cars that are true street cars, not drag cars you're driving on the street.
And while we wish the continued success of the big guys like Big Chief, who's a really good dude, man, he's made a solid name for himself out there. And his technical prowess is strong, but that is a tube car that really goes out on the track. We want to focus more on the street capable cars.
Right. So, I mean, a car that you essentially a car that you would just go drive around on the weekend. So, but then lay it down as well.
That's exactly right. So good morning, James. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, man. How are you today, brother?
Good, man. Good to be here.
It was Bub. I want to bring his mic up
I got
a
it.
Little bit, if you could, please.
Yeah.
Hey, so James, you left about 4 o'clock this morning to head to the BEM studios to spend some time with us this morning, man. Just to get in here and let's talk about the great news we've got going on, man.
spot on. Yeah, we had a early trip to get here to BEM, and wanted to talk a little bit about some of the show epic stuff we're trying to get done with the small tire cars, some of the good stuff we got going on with Chris over at PPIR, just good stuff coming up for Team BEM and PPIR and the outlook.
So let's talk a little bit about what Bub and you and I have been working relentlessly around the clock the last week putting together, and you know, knowing that the focus of this is not to compete against the big tire guys and Big Chief. That's a separate entity.
Right.
We're going to be doing something very different from a television and digital network perspective here,
right,
with the boys from the 405 area, and the drivers are joining us. I've actually got them in queue and their mics open now. So let's give us a little background about why you reached out and how far we've come in just this week.
Okay. Basically, what it is this. I mean, me personally, I'm a fan of the show. I enjoyed the guys. I enjoyed watching the show. A lot of fans seem to agree that once it went the way of the big tire, everybody started to focus on tube chassis cars, pro mod stuff. They started to lose grip with some of the fans because,
correct,
you know, most of these guys are you know, blue collar folks, the guys that work 9-to-5s, you know, driving construction,
yes,
equipment, doing normal jobs. They're never going to be an
mm-hmm.
unobtainable goal.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody.
And that's two just. It's just two totally different animals. It's like having a lifted truck that's on 44s with an alcohol motor versus a lifted Jeep that's on 35s.
Absolutely.
It's just two totally different variables. They'll never be able to compete fair.
No. It's a completely one-sided race. So, you know, in line with that, we were trying to figure out how to bring back the fan base that those guys had acquired through mm-hmm. the years. It was a great fan base, a lot of good people that really enjoyed watching these characters and their families on this show. So we said, why not take the talent that already exists, put something together, and make the fans happy? You know, I mean, that's what it boils down to, essentially, is making the fans happy when it comes to media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
Bub, we reached out to our former producer, Mr. Chet Burtz, and he has shown an interest in revisiting, if you will. Chet has had very successful shows with Discovery and Velocity, and he is showing an interest in revisiting going back racing with the small tire cars.
Yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. There's a lot that the fans out there, all the watchers, the viewers, man, the other builders out there, everybody's looking forward to. You know, really what we've got coming, which is going to be something that is more reality based on the level of that these are going to be cars that are going to be, you know, what you consider small tire cars. But at the end of the day, these are going to be, like I mentioned earlier, cars that are at just something you can build yourself and then take it out and then run it. Truly like a street car, essentially, like, you know, the good old boys of just true street racing.
So let's do this, Bubba. I've got the mics open. Good morning, drivers. You're on the air. We're doing it. Tom, Bubba, Jane, and James here at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Broadcast Studios on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. How are you today?
Good morning.
Who we got?
Good morning. That sounds like Wayne
Brian.
To me.
No,
is that Brian?
That's Cody Bo.
Cody Bo, good morning. How are you, man?
All good. Just, sitting here with the kids making some cinnamon rolls.
Right on, man. That's early morning stuff, right? Is that Wayne with us on the phone as well?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Wayne, good morning. Introduce yourself to the world and tell us which car is yours. Matter of fact, that car is on the way in here.
Yeah, Wayne Varley with I own the gold car.
Yes, you do.
I'm looking to do some work with you guys, make this thing big.
Going to be really big. Cody Bo, tell us a little bit about what you got.
I'm Cody Bo. I've got a 64 Chevy Nova. I've actually got two of them, one the Terra Nova and the other one's Honky Kong. And as a lot of people know, we kind of crashed up the white car. So we're getting that thing back out and we're going to make a contender with it.
Cody, it sounds like it's my turn to drive one of those box Novas.
Sound like you already drove it.
I did. How about that, man? Sounds like I may very well have already driven. We're joined by another driver here. Good morning. Who's on the air with us?
Andrade Sr. and Jace Andrade.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, introduce yourself to the world, my good man.
John Andrade Sr. I drive a 1992 Ford Mustang Fox Body. It's called the Red Dragon. It's got a big block Chevy with an F2 Pro Charger, small tire. We just like the race. We eat, breathe, and sleep racing. So, and here's Jace.
My name's Jace Andrade. I drive a 1987 Ford Mustang with a Pro Charge big block Chevy in it. And this name's the Yeti, and I've just been street racing and just doing anything I can with it.
Right on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are live with the Small Tire Racers from Street Outlaws. And this is a very, 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 this is the first time they've been reunited together, especially internationally here, since they kind of went to the big tire cars over on Discovery. So I want to go back. Let's just run back and forth between everybody if we can. I'd like to start, Godibo, let's tell us a little bit about what it's like to be on the exciting set of Street Outlaws, man. Let's just get a little background perspective from all of you. Start with you, Godibo.
Well, it was definitely a new experience for me. You know, I was on seasons 1 and 2, so that was kind of the starting point of it all, you know, a real big learning curve for them as well as myself. And got to come back in seasons 5 and 6 with Wayne, working on the gold car, and, you know, a lot of stuff had changed, and, you know, we had a lot of fun doing it. It was definitely a new experience for us, being, you know, some down-home country boys, getting to see ourselves on the big screens.
And let's talk a little bit about, hold on 1 second, we got another one. There we go. Good morning. You're on the air with Tom and Bubba and James. Tell us who's on the call.
This is Andrade Jr.
Good morning, Andrade Jr. How are you now? Dad's on one line and you're on the other, correct?
Yes.
Right on, man. That makes it better. Much, much, much clearer. Tell us a little bit about your experiences over there and what you're looking forward to in the new venture that we're breaking off into now, man.
Man, I really just enjoy the fact that I, you know, get to spend time with my family, doing something that we love to do, and for racing. And I really think that it definitely helped us all grow and realize how important family is and how important racing is in our life. We did 4 seasons on the other show, and I would never change that for anything. We definitely had a lot of fun and got a lot of exposure out of it, and you know, that's what we just want to have fun. That's what our main goal is.
So would everybody agree, all the drivers that we have with this, would everybody agree that let's agree that we are looking at putting together, we can tell the world, right, Bub, we are looking to put together through Chet Burks a brand new show that is going to, Bub, and you take it from here, be launched on the digital and network TV platforms.
Yeah, man. So, you know, what we want to do is get all these guys out there. These are all small tire legends, man. Everybody that's been out there featuring guests on Discovery Street Outlaws, these guys are running serious, serious street rides. But I'll tell you what, man, once they took and trained all of that over 2 more of the big tire cars on Discovery Street Outlaws, now it's kind of left these guys out there in the open. But they want to be in that circuit, man. They don't want to be just left out on the corner. So it is time for Team BEM to get all of this back up on its feet. Tell you what, man, we're going to have all the street cars getting out there and being true small tire runners, man. And these, you know, go out and just dominate, not just these, you know, full tube chassis cars, stuff that is meant to go straight line down the track. These are cars that are going to be weekend driven, and they are going to be laying down raw horsepower to see what they can turn.
So, James, I've got another caller we're going to open the mics up to. Let's walk through each one of the drivers. I'd like every one of them to explain to us, and you can kind of couch the question, if you will, what they would like to see in the new show and where we're going to go.
Roger that. We got some line right now.
We've got tons of calls coming in, but I want to get on these drivers.
Okay. Hey, trying to figure out if Travis is out there. I thought I seen him log in. Is Travis, are you with us?
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know we got Varley there still, correct?
Yeah, we got Varley with us. Travis, are you with us out there?
This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today, sir?
Good morning, man. How is everything?
Yeah.
I'm very chipper, very chipper. I've been listening online to the show, and I decided to call in. It's my first time being on the show.
Well, right on. Congratulations. Nice. I see you're calling from the 818 area code. What area, what part of the country are you in?
I'm actually in Mesa, Arizona, but I my radio station is based in sunny Las Vegas. But I follow all the hot rods and stuff like that. You know, I read a lot of magazines, but I've never called into a car show. So this is like all
new. Well, here you go. You picked the best one. We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, and you are talking to all of the drivers from the original Street Outlaw Small Tire Series. So please ask questions of us, ask questions of them. They're on the line.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm so glad, man. One of the biggest questions that I have, because a lot of times when I look at these muscle cars, I know it's a lot of upkeep, and the biggest question I have is, okay. Hey, stop that. Stop that. Get away from me, Cinco. The biggest question I have is with the upkeep of the cars, with getting the different pistons and all that, how can you work like a normal minimum wage job and keep up with all those expensive parts and labor? I mean, I know if you know somebody, they'll hook you up. But other than that, I want to get into the muscle car situation, but I don't have that much fun. I was wondering if y'all have any kind of help for that.
Okay, so that's a really good question. Okay, very good. We're going to let you jump in on that. That's a good question, because that's the whole theme of this show. These small tire drivers have the exact same thing. And then, Bub, we're going to have you follow in. Okay, drivers, go. Identify who you are and go. Answer his question.
This is Andrade.
Okay, go ahead, Godibo.
Go ahead.
So my answer to that is a packaged hot dogs and ramen noodles.
Okay.
The college diet.
Andrade Senior here. I would like to say, you know, like for me, I sell oil and chemicals and racing fuel during the day. And then in the evening, I build engines for other racers. Anything from basically a stock rebuild all the way to the wildest thing. And that's how I go racing. Jace does some of the same, he sets up rear ends and different things on the side, and we use that side money to go racing. Or if we could get any help, from somebody, we also take that, also do some appearances and different things. And that's really how we're doing it, I know my oldest son, Junior, of course he owns a speed shop, but he does some of the same, selling some used parts and different things to help his, fund his team.
That's some real great information, because I hang out at the pick and pull a lot, and my buddy, he goes scrapping all the time. And every now and then he'll throw me a bone or two, but I'm really thinking about, how they have those sheriff cars where they real cheap under $1,000, but they're in great condition, but you got to get up under the hood and see what's really going on. But I'm not a mechanic, but at the end of the day, it's one of those situations. I don't want to go to a shop and not have some kind of knowledge on my own, because I don't know. So I really appreciate the wisdom y'all dropping.
Go ahead, Gold Car, go ahead.
Well, when I was younger and I first started into this, I did a lot of reading. You've got to make yourself knowledgeable of what you're wanting to do. Magazines, they tell you a lot, but the sponsors are paying to say what they want to say in that magazine. You need to go make yourself knowledgeable of what you're wanting
to do. Yeah, do your research.
Yeah, do your research. And the
question. Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I got a really important question now. Okay, and now when you say research, we live in a digital age now. Everything is available within 15 seconds. You just ask Google, and just because it says it on Google, it's not right. But when y'all the number one syndicated podcast, y'all heard it all, seen it all before. So I guess my question to you guys is, with getting into the knowledge, what's some kind of hot points that I should look for to let me know? You know how when you're reading online and you're reading that description, they kind of say certain things within the first three or four sentences, let you know that it's authentic. I mean, what kind of things that stand out to y'all when y'all doing y'all research?
Okay, so, Bub, you're one of the top three in the industry today, okay? And you're very, very, very documented and researched, okay?
Yeah.
Step us through, because you immediately identify what's right, fact, and fiction, much of which is because you've got such an extensive background in what you build, and it's through experimentation. Give him a good, definitive answer on how to identify what's good and what's not good and what's bad information.
Well, yeah, man, it's, you know, I think the number one thing here is, you know, if you're working this stuff on a budget, man, you definitely want to do it right. You want to do it one time, because you don't want to have the same continual issues over and over and over again, because either A, you know, maybe cheap something or didn't do something right the first time around, you're going to end up putting more money into it in the long run. So go out, take the time, do your research, make sure, number one, most important, your products work hand in hand. You know, if you are looking at, for example, like a rotating assembly or a short block or maybe a full, you know, crate engine, whatever it is you're looking at, make sure that it does, number one, your end goal, what you're trying to do. So if you're trying to just build a fun cruiser, something mild, something a little aggressive, you want to make sure that you know what you're trying to build, and then make sure all of those components that you put into that package will work hand in hand. If you do that, you can build something that's going to be efficient, it'll be reliable, it'll give you the performance, it'll give you the sound. Just take your time, go slow, and make sure it all works together.
That's the powerful information. This is my final statement. We're starting this project out, and I'm a kind of guy, I like speed, but from what I've been listening to the old heads, what they're telling me is I shouldn't rush putting it together. Just because it's together and it looks like it's together don't mean it is going to work. So should I focus more on the speed or the quality of putting everything together? I mean, what do y'all feel?
I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do, man. Again, it's all about that end goal. If you're trying to build a car that goes in a straight line as a quarter mile car, then you build it a certain way. If you're trying to build a car that you can take out with your wife, your kids, go cruise with your friends on the weekend, something that's super reliable, you're going to drive it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not want to take it apart and mess with anything, it's two totally different animals that you're building there. So, you know, again, make sure that you know what your end goal is going to be. You want something that's going to be, you know, a street car, you're going to want it to be very reliable. So you'll take the time, make sure that, you know, you're not going out and just buying the biggest camshaft you can find because it's the biggest camshaft you can find. You got to build a car that fits what you're trying to do. If you do, you take the time, make sure, you know, your cylinder heads, your cam, make sure all your flow is set right, make sure your air fuel deliveries match. A lot of guys will go with a small block Chevrolet motor, for example. They'll throw on a huge camshaft and the biggest carburetor they can buy, and then the thing runs like junk.
Not smart.
You just have to make sure all your components work hand in hand with each other. All these major companies out there in today's world will give you that information if you go and just do the research. It'll tell you what size of what to use and how to set it up.
The first thing you need to do is figure out what you want to do. And I tell my customers when they come in, I'm like, how fast do you want to go? What is the time you're wanting to achieve? And they'll say, oh, I want to run a 12-second car. Okay, well, that's one amount of money. And some people will come in and say, well, I want to run nines. Well, that's another amount of money. I want to keep it streetable. I want this for track. You need to set your goals for what you want to do, mm-hmm. and then research it and put it together that
yep.
way.
Yep.
Hey, it's Grimbo here.
Calling you. Goody Bo, go,
thank
baby.
You for the knowledge. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Go, stand by. Hey, buddy, I think Goody has something to say as well.
I think the answer to the question you're asking is no matter what kind of car it is, no matter what you plan on doing, no matter what your end goal is, you're always going to be better to slow down, do it right, do it correctly, so that you don't have problems in the end. Focusing on speed is great, but if it's not put together right, you ain't going nowhere anyway. So
yep,
focus on the reliability and putting it together right versus just speed.
Can I give you some help, buddy?
Yes, sir. I've been taking notes. I apologize. I was on mute while y'all were talking. I was taking notes. There's a lot of great knowledge. I really appreciate this. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And I'm going to be looking forward to being on the show every Saturday, man. This is really good, great knowledge. Thank you.
You join us, and welcome to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. As you can see, we've got the greatest family here with the greatest drivers in the world. You've got a you know, just a ton of stuff. And all of these guys are grassroots guys. Let me tell you what, Wayne, I mean, Andrade, I mean, Godey, but all of these guys are grassroots guys, and they will, every one of them, reach out and help you with technical information. That's the way we are here. You can call us at 561-748-2926, and we'll always take the time to help you. This is about grassroots racing. That's what we do here. That's what we build. Bob?
Nothing.
You have a shout out?
Flatlined.
There we go. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. Stay up with us. Bob, you have a you have another call, or did you? Here we go. Sean Dempsey, Bob, right there.
Yeah, man. Sean Dempsey has a let's see here. Pro Noma Drag Racing is watching. Thank you, Sean, and Pro Noma Drag Racing for watching the crew over here.
Good morning. Good morning, Brett Hayes. Good morning, Brent Poole. Good morning, everybody. Travis out there too, isn't he?
Yeah, Santa Cruz is on there.
Hey, Travis. Good morning, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. What about you guys, man? Y'all guys wake up kind of early, you know.
We got racing on our mind, you know what I mean? Travis, tell everybody who you are, and that, not that they don't know, and what you drive.
I'm Travis Santa Cruz from the Street Outlaws, New Orleans. I drive a 99 Pontiac Firebird, Trans Am, called the Black Ops.
Now, let's talk a little bit. I want to get everybody in here. It's no secret that we are in development with a new project with Chet Burks. And is our rally car driver on the line, Gio Hammerback?
No, G's chiming in.
He's what? He needs the number. Okay, Gio, 714-242-5166. And anybody from around the world can call in that number. Gio Hammerback is the world rally champion and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 78 rally car, the BMW M3. But we have a big drift event coming up at Palm Beach International Raceway, the new official racetrack of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Hey, Travis, tell us a little bit about your experiences on Street Law, all the great things that you got to experience on that show, and what you're looking to gain out of the new show that we're putting together with Chet Burks Productions.
Well, I learned a lot. I can't lie to you guys. It was a little bit different to see yourself on TV, all the experience and all the knowledge and all the exposure you get from all over the world. People, your Facebook going crazy. Your Instagram going berserk. Your Snapchat yeah. going out of whack. Everybody trying to inbox you and text you and ask you all kind of stuff. But being on the TV
Travis.
Show, man, it was just, huh?
Tell them about your life and day at work when people would come up to see you.
Hold on, I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
Like when you were at work. I know a couple of guys that I talked to on there said, you know, they work normal jobs, these guys. So, you know,
I'm actually a finance director of a dealership called Legacy Buick GMC. And basically, I mean, we have people actually come to my job just to get an autograph or sit down and talk and all that stuff. So it's just, I mean, just my fan base then grew so much to where I mean, having people coming up calling me from Wisconsin and stuff trying to do an appearance that far. That's a day's worth of driving and stuff like that. But like I said, my fan base been grew up so much and I got a lot of exposure with the TV show. And it's just, like I said, it's a beautiful thing. And then on this new show we got planned, that y'all got planned for us, I'm looking to make it grow even more. Like I said, I want us to just grow even more than what we are now. So basically,
isn't it good though
kind of
show, like, that you've been able to touch people's lives?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing we say to everybody:
people,
you touch people's lives.
They had people that I've touched lives, man. People, they had one guy. I'm gonna tell you what happened. They had one guy, like I was on a TV show and I was wearing a breast cancer awareness shirt. They had this one guy who had just lost his mom 4 days before that TV show even aired. And then what I did was I signed the shirt off my back and I sent it to him and he gave me a shout out on Facebook and said, shout out to Travis Santa Cruz, I just lost my mom and I want to thank him for changing my life, making me feel better to see someone wearing a breast cancer awareness shirt on national television.
I remember that.
Man,
I remember that photo.
My wife just cried.
We were taking a similar circumstance. We were taking, again, you know, we close every one of our daily shows you know, with the mandate that you touch somebody's life in a positive way. We're taking James through the facility today. Well, by the way, what do you think of the place, man?
It's first rate, man. It's actually pretty nice. Very good job.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. So we were taking them through. We were here one day working. We had this. We usually don't allow people back in the admin offices, so Bub and I are able to do what we're supposed to do. And this gentleman walks down the hallway, and he's got this box that's wrapped in polka-dotted paperwork with a white bow paper. You know, didn't look like a particularly professional wrap job, but had a white bow on it and everything. And I said, "Can I help you, sir?" And he said, "Yeah, I just want to talk to you and Bubba." And I said, "Okay, well, what can I do for you?" And he said, "Well, this is for you." And he hands me this box, right? And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. It's going to explode. So the next thing you know, I open this box, and it's a painting of Diesel. And I mean, it's the most lifelike painting you've ever seen. Now, Diesel's SAG card allows him to work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that's it, right? And this guy took a picture of Diesel from the front of the facility and painted it, flew in from St. Louis and said it was during – yep, there it is right there.
Took a picture
of it. As a matter of fact, here it is. I'll hold it up.
I had to take a picture. It was a good story.
This guy flew in. Check that out, Ops, right there. The guy flew in from St. Louis to give that to us. His mom passed away while she was in hospice, and he said that was the only thing that gave him the mental sobriety, man. So isn't that great you can touch people's lives like that?
Let's see, Jeremy Baker.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It is good that you can touch everybody's lives like that.
So let's hear from all of the drivers, man. Identify yourself. Tell us your story like that. How have you touched people's lives in a positive way? Everyone go. Come on. I want to hear from everybody.
One at a time.
This is Andrade Jr.
Go.
Hey, you know, when we started this show and stuff, just like Travis said, you know, Facebook, social media, it just blown up. You know, I mean, you know, between Facebook and Instagram and stuff, I got a little over 2 million followers, and I get probably 50 to 60 messages a day of people just, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, we really appreciate you and appreciate what you've done and brought family into a reality show, you know, and stuff." And one guy even said that me and my family saved his life. He was really depressed and in a bad state. And he said after watching our family and seeing what brought us together with the racing and stuff, that he actually kind of had like a revelation and decided that life's worth living, you know. So it's really deep, and it's wild, because we can all sit here and talk and see, you know, say we're happy, but everybody's got their dark secrets, and you know, it's just nice to be able to reach out to people through something like social media or even TV and help somebody out like that, because that's the last thing anybody wants anybody ever to do is to be that depressed, you know. So that's been multiple things, you know. And last year we surprised a little girl who has leukemia with a laptop for just because she couldn't go to school anymore because of her fevers and headaches. And we traveled across the country and raised money by selling off old parts off my car and stuff, and was able to surprise her in Missouri last year at the end of the year at one of the events. So, you know, stuff like that, that's what I kind of thrive on is children and helping people, you know, I don't know, realize how awesome that they are. And that's really, you can take the spotlight one way or the other, and that's kind of how I want to take it, is to help people out. And
That's what we do.
You know, I mean, crazy. It's crazy to say, but it possibly saved one of the guys' lives. You know, so I mean, it's just wild to think that, but that's where we were at. So.
Good job. Good morning to Brett Haynes. Danny Boyd, good morning. Good morning to Gary McCormick in Glasgow, Scotland, listening to us. How are you guys? And we have a caller on the line from the 320 area code. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, guys. Gio, live at Daytona.
There he is, ladies
and
gentlemen, the World Rally Champion driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, number 78 car, Mr. Gio Hammerback. Good morning, Gio, live from Daytona.
Good morning.
So we're having a great day today. Kind of pulling in, it was foggy, kind of reminded me of Days of Thunder this morning. It was pretty neat. And we're working with Shelby America, and I'm instructing and making them better drivers.
By the way, Gio, on the 9th, we have a big rally, or a big drift event here with the team at Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway. Are we going to be allowing, will you be taking people, like if some of the Street Outlaw drivers, it's a totally different style, but if they're in the area, we know they're going to be here January 12th for a big event we're going to start talking about. Would you be willing to take them for a ride in the BEM car and let them see the excitement of that style racing as well?
You know I love doing that.
You're the best. I mean, it's cool. Go ahead.
Can I drive that car?
I knew one of them was going to say that.
So one of the Andrades wants to know if they can drive the Geo Hammerback EDM rally car.
Yeah, I'm sure we can arrange something.
I'm definitely in. Junior.
This Wayne Barr.
Hey, Junior,
don't let Jason Andrade drive.
Don't let Jason Andrade drive it, because I'll show anybody up that's driving it. So.
Hey, the question becomes, can I drive the car? That's the question.
No chance. Oh, boy.
Hey, Gio, I don't do too bad on the track, do I?
No, you got really good.
I will say it's the only place that has not wrecked.
That might be because I'm not around supervising.
Gio, we're going to let you get back out there. Thank you for calling in, man. We love you. We see you're back in town. We race next weekend, correct?
Yeah, I'll be in town Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, you'll be home before the event. Okay, good. Oh, that's right. You're going out to get the car. You and Bub are going to be out at PBIR.
Yeah, we got testing Wednesday and Tuesday, or Wednesday and Thursday is testing.
Okay, beautiful, Bob. Beautiful. That's going to be great. You guys will be out there wrecking things. I'll come out and help you drive get the car warmed up. All right, G. Last time I did it, it came back
Sounds
without
good.
A front clip and a rain. He's counting. All right, G. We love you. Have a good time out there at Daytona. Drive safe today, will you please?
Yep. You guys have a great day.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
G.
Totally different style of driving out there. So let's keep continuing with how people's lives, how these drivers touch people's lives in a positive way. Come on, let's hear some more stories about that.
Cody Bo, let's go. That's not anything normal, though. So if you guys notice, you'll see Danny Boyd on your live feed here that is actually watching.
Wayne and I
do an event every year for Danny Boyd, which is actually – Gravity Falls Motorsports, and they do a whole lot for the Shriners Hospitals.
Yes, they do.
I want to be part of that. Bob and I talked about this the other day. We went in this year.
Okay. Well, Danny Boyd is the one that helps us put it on. He actually does everything except for make us show up. So we do that event every year, and we also do a whole lot for St. Jude's.
Right on, man.
That's kind of. We are also on the kids' side of things. You know, I went and built trains to, you know, go into special needs classes at schools up in Kentucky. So I kind of took that spotlight from Wayne because Wayne goes with me, and that's how we like to touch people's lives. People that basically don't see much hope in the future, but any little bit we can give them helps them get through the day.
Right on, man. Next, let's hear some more.
Andrade,
this is
Senior.
Andrade Senior, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, Jace and I and Junior, we go to, you know, these appearances and car shows and at the drag races, and these little kids will come up to us, you know, and they're looking at the car. We let them get in the car,
talk
to them about the car. You know, answer any questions they have. And, you know, you never know whose life you might change, or they, you know, if we
get them addicted to cars, they won't never get addicted to nothing else because they won't have no money for nothing else. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, we just love, you know, to talk to people and, you know, maybe help guide them in the misdirection of drag racing. So.
That's really good. Good morning to Jimmy Dolan as well. By the way, Danny Bird said that
Danny Boyd
was just saying that, you know, more good words about the Shriners Hospital and the fact that the Andrades came up early for that event, and there's a winning team in the Andrades. I think there's a winning team in all of this.
Absolutely.
It,
yeah.
It really is.
It's we one big winning team.
That's
go ahead.
Just tell Barley again that he said the Andrades are the winners. just
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I think I just heard Travis say something. I was trying to hear. Travis, what did you say?
Yeah, well, basically, I do a lot of appearances as well. And by me being in the car business, I got something going on for the first time this year. I'm going to go live on Facebook and Instagram and social, any part of social media I'm going to do for Christmas this year. I made some of these appearances, and I saved up some of my money. And me and a partner of mine that works with me, we have bought 5 cars. And we are giving them, like, well, basically we go downtown to New Orleans, and we see a family in need that's at a bus stop. They ain't got no transportation. They're in the rain, they're in the snow, they're in any type of way possible that they catch the bus to work to get the kids to school and stuff like that. We're going to surprise 5 families. We're going to pop up on them and tell them that this is your car and that you have deserved it. And we've been watching you for quite some time now, catching the bus with kids. And we're going to give them away for Christmas. And that's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. We got all the 5 cars already. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we got coming up to bless 5 families with a car for Christmas.
Go ahead. Yeah,
that'd
be
great.
Go ahead,
do that.
That's awesome.
Why don't you go ahead?
So we are going to be throwing in $100 gas cards for all of those, for each car, Travis.
Okay, cool.
To help those out, you know, to get some extra gas, because, you know, I mean, that'd be good for them.
Okay, that's cool. I really appreciate that. And I'm
we'll shoot those down. I think we just had somebody else join us from the 405.
I don't know who else.
I don't know. I thought I saw him jump in here from the 405. Let's talk a little bit. Let's turn our attentions real quick to, you know, we do have something very exciting coming up. We have something very exciting in the works. We are going to be moving forward with a small tire spinoff production of Street Outlaws, both on the digital and network platforms. The network platform would serve as the television side of the deal, and the network or the digital side would serve as the smaller snippet side, which gives people quick hits, which is what today's folks are looking for. Bub, let's talk about that a little bit, and let's step through that, because this is the team that's going to be put together for that.
Yeah, man. So listen, you know what, you know, in the past, you know, we've talked about it in the past quite a few years for, you know, television and media, there has been a lot of the, you know, there's been a lot of the whole dramatic kind of forced sets and scenes. And
we don't do that.
You know, what we're trying to really do is bring to the table fun reality that at the end of the day, not only what, you know, the cast and crew are doing, but also what the fans, the audience, the viewers, other big builders and do-it-yourselfers out there, people that are sitting back watching, it gives them that hope to, you know, want to go out and do it themselves as well. And it gives them the ability to be able to do it. Very much like, you know, we've discussed it with Billy, who's one of my super close friends. You know,
you're talking about Billy Lane, the world famous chopper builder.
Yeah, man. You know, there were times, you know, back in 10, 15 years ago, Discovery was putting out shows that were more on the reality base, not so much the drama and, you know, the nonsense that you see. It left nothing for the end user aside from a show that you watch because of the entertainment. But now what we're doing is putting together something that's going to be a show that at the end of the day is going to give that end user, that watcher, something to take forward. You know, if maybe there's going to be tech tips, maybe there's going to be, you know, products that are used that maybe the end guy is going to want that exact same setup, and they'll be able to get that same product, install that same product, and see what that product can do because they were able to watch it and learn it firsthand. James?
I agree. I mean, it's going to be a good thing all the way around. You know, bring back some of the morals and the values, mm-hmm. and get some of these guys out there. I think, you know, maybe even, you know, some of the stuff like Travis, you know, is talking about doing his cars and some of the stuff. You know, we can get involved in that and, you know, just show some of the good that these guys are giving back. It's good to see. You know, when people give back to the community, it helps a lot. Brings back the fan base and just solidifies your place in the market.
And I think it's very important, and I think the drivers can jump in behind me on this if they would, please. We approached this new venture, this new show. Of course, we had 1 6-year Silver Telly Award-winning network television show.
Right.
We're number one on these ratings. Bubs, the best of the best. And it's very important for the world to know that this is not competing with the big tire cars,
right,
and Discovery's very successful Street Outlaw show. This is returning more to the grassroots, which is where the boys want to be.
Absolutely.
And our job is to provide an environment, yours and mine and Bubs, is to provide an environment for the boys to do one thing, and that's drive.
Absolutely.
And focus on their driving.
Mm-hmm.
Bub gets in their mechanic, fixes it up with them. We have to have a lot of laughter, no drama, no yelling, no screaming. It's about that. We no drinking around kids or on television. We don't do that.
Maintain your image.
That's it. You know, it's the moral side of things. And that's what, after all these backroads talks have really led us to, is a show of morality, man, and boys that just want to race and have fun.
Right. Absolutely.
And we want to cultivate a new generation of drivers that will espouse to being out there on the streets as well, but doing it safely and doing it properly.
Right. Understood.
Bub?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, just like we talked about it a few minutes ago, it's, you know, we need to give the audience something that they're able to do something with aside from just watch the show and end it after 30 minutes or an hour. You know, you want to be able to, you know, show stuff that's legit, real, that's, you know, obtainable for the end user. You know, if you're doing something that the guy sitting on the other end of the show watching is never able to achieve, then it's almost like false hope. You know, there are some guys out there, you know, a lot of blue collar guys, a lot of guys that maybe they've already got a car, maybe they've already got stuff ready to go. They've got a decent car that runs right now, that runs pretty good, but they need a little more. And it's not about going to that next level, doing a tube chassis. Maybe it's about just putting on a different suspension package that's all bolt-on that they can afford, that they can do themselves, and they can get that performance out of it.
Russell Fulford, we appreciate you joining us out there. Dave Anderson, of course, out there. We've got the White Rhino out there, and we got a caller from 240. Caller, you're on the air with.
What's going on there, guys? It's the BEM Dirt Tracker.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Dirt Track Driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. How are you, bud?
After a month-long hiatus due to my computer doing a song and dance, I am back.
How's the BEM Dirt Car Driver doing up there?
Well, let's just say this. Ever since the season ended, which was the middle of October, we have not had any rain on the Friday since. Go figure.
But it rained plenty of times when you were trying to get on the track.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the way it
so I don't, my life, too. I don't expect it to rain again until March 23rd, in between 3 and 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, welcome to South Florida, where during hurricane season we get one rain shower a day. At what time? About 2 o'clock every
day? Yeah, typically about 2:33. You get just
every day when it rains down there for like an hour or so, that's when everyone eats their lunch or their dinner. So, and then when it's all done raining. See?
Right on, man. So what are you doing?
But I need the reason why I called in is to check in. Plus, I need to get in touch with you guys throughout the week to schedule the MC to come down to your shop.
Okay, that's fine. Just, you know, give me a call or give Shannon a call. You know, whatever, Mark. Doesn't matter. Just reach out. Not Monday.
Yeah.
Mondays are hell. Just call me Tuesday.
All right. Schedule that.
Good morning to Shannon, our office manager and media relations manager here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. She says, well, Bub, you still look angry.
This is true.
Yeah, how about that, man?
Because as of today, we have 111 days to go until Potomac Speedway starts again.
Well, I'll have it corrected 109, I think.
Okay, well, that works.
Mark, thanks for calling in this morning. We got to get ready.
No problem.
We'll talk to you next week for sure. All right, babe?
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, now I want to talk about, we've got a little story here. One of our drivers, his son just got his first deer. Hunter
Absolutely.
Just got his first deer, man. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's Ron Gibney.
Gibney, and he drives
White Rhino. He's a little under the weather. He's going to be with us today.
Yeah,
but he wasn't feeling good. I think they tried to poison him.
the competition is going to take us out before we get started.
Yeah, he's not doing good. He got some bad restaurant food or something. But this is a picture of his son Hunter and his first deer. He got that thing at 175 yards.
That's
by the way.
Pretty good, man.
That's really well.
I can throw a rock that far and kill a deer.
An atlatl or something.
And then I'll wake up from that dream, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody else, any of the other drivers, tell us what expectations you'd like to see come out of the show.
Man, really, I'd like to see it stick with the grassroots. You know, I feel like there's a lot of fan base out there that needs that on TV. Some people's lives revolve around a TV show, and it's crazy. But you know, in all the negativity in the world, one little positive is definitely helpful for some of these people. You know, and if we could do some cool stuff, you know, as we talked about yesterday, you know, about just not all about small tire racing, just basically enjoying family life and having a heck of a lot of fun that other people can afford to have. I think that would bring a giant demographic into this.
I think so too. One of Jeremy Baker wants to know where the White Rhino is. He does have food poisoning. We spoke to him this morning. He's not sounding real good. We wish him fast and recovering very quickly. That can be an ugly feeling when that's happening out there.
I think we might need to build some sort of parameter in here. Now that I sit here and keep listening to all this and think about it.
Yeah.
So what if part of the parameter has to be that not only is it a small tire car,
but I get to drive every car.
Cannot be a tube chassis setup, but also has to be able to go in a straight line and do road course.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
That's a tricky one right there.
Right?
That's
sketchy, man.
That's a tricky one there.
I'm in.
That's awesome.
That's a tricky one right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do want to announce this. This is the official announcement that on January 12th, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will be having the cast and crew. It, of course, will be Bub and Tom, James. It will be the entire crew that you're hearing here from the former Small Tire Street Outlaws series. They will be in town, and we are going to be – tickets will be going on sale through Palm Beach International Raceway. You will be getting a full day on Friday. The Street Outlaws fly in Thursday night.
Yes.
We will all be – Bub, Tom, all the Outlaws will all be doing autographs at two separate autograph sessions. We will be doing a lot. The boys are going to be running hard with us.
Absolutely.
Because we don't get, you know, that much time to get out and deal with the public. But we are going to close on that Friday, the 12th.
Right.
The public will be able to come in, see the Street Outlaw cars, and we'll do a meet and greet here. Then we are going over to Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa. Meet and greet there, taking a break, then heading out to Palm Beach International Raceway for Time and Tune and Supercar Week.
Right.
And we will be also holding a grudge match on the 100-mile-an-hour go-kart with the boys. So
get ready for that one.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Just so you know, I'm going to win that. Jason Andrade.
Hey, you can't win.
Jason, I think you forgot I was coming, Jason.
Wait a minute. Hold on, boys. You cannot win if you've been crashed up. Just remember that.
Wait a minute. You guys do understand that here at BEM, I do make sure that all these carts are tuned. You don't think I'm actually going to let you guys have a faster cart than me? Come on.
I'm bringing my laptop, boys.
He's going to tune it himself.
Yep. Well, boys, we're at the top of the hour here. We love you all. This is going to be an amazing adventure. You will be doing weekly segments on the show with us. We will be talking things about all of this. It's official. The announcement's been made here. I think we've clarified some of the misconceptions that are traveling around. Wanted to be very firm about that.
Absolutely.
This is not a jab at anybody else's show.
Nope.
We're going to just return back to the grassroots motorsports, small tire racing, which is what the boys wanted to do, and that's why they came to us. And that's why Chet Burke's going to take this thing over the top, man.
Absolutely. So, looking forward to it.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We'll see you all very soon. And you'll be back on the radio with us next week, correct?
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you guys so very much. James, we can't thank you enough for coming in today. It's been an amazing show. It's quick how fast an hour can pass by, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we literally have to get you back out on the road because you drove 2.5 hours to get here, and now you have to drive 2.5 hours to get back.
Yep. I'm not in a hurry. We'll hang out and watch the shop. I want to check some of the bubs work out.
Oh, yeah, man. It's crazy
stuff. We can just put him in a car. You'll see an accident in about 5 seconds.
Put me in a car, and you definitely will see an accident. Like 4 pages of stuff. That's okay. We caught everybody on there.
Yeah.
Bub, we are at the top of the hour here. We're going to have to dance on out of here until Monday when we bring you the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream. Thank you to all the boys out there as part of the BEM team. Chet Burke's got his handful. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes for nothing, Bub.
Yeah.
He's in trouble, man.
Oh, for sure, man. Not only with you, but everybody else now that just added on to it. I mean, you was more than enough for that guy.
It's more than enough for anybody, isn't it, man?
Right.
James, thank you so much.
Yes,
man.
Sir. God thank you for having me, brother.
I'm really happy, man. All the drivers out there know that we love you. Gary McCormick out in Glasgow, Scotland, everybody around the world, thank you for making us number one. Thank you for allowing us into your hearts and being part of your family. We really, really appreciate it. Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. There's a lot of people out there with Christmas gifts in their hands. Open the door for them. For an elder, open the door for them. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap. Or give them a pair of yours as long as it's not too small. People are hungry and standing on the corner, legitimately hungry, are veterans. People who don't have such a great break, buy them a meal, man. McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Citgo, it's cheap. You don't have to give them your money, right? And let's take care of all those animals that God's blessed us with, man. They're dependent upon us. We're dependent upon them. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The Moose is loose in Abacoa, Florida. The girls are open extended hours over there. Robin, Layla, it's insane what's going on. I hope we only have some merchandise left to sell over there, Bub. They're selling it out so quick right now that we got to get it. Just has to keep rotating right back in again.
I know that there's going to be two elves there that are actually pretty studly looking on the men's night.
Oh, Christ.
I'm warning you right now.
Bub's going to be there with nothing on underneath his clothes.
There may be a bad Santa as well.
Okay. So Mark Brown, the Marlins mentioned.
Yes.
This is true.
That's awesome.
Yep. Miss Abacoa, or Miss Outlaw Boutique, the wonderful supermodel Layla Von AT was modeling it up again yesterday for an upcoming photo shoot, 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, extended hours out there, men's night, 12:14. Crazy, crazy free cocktail and food. Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway and Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a very safe and blessed weekend.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.